Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Becoming Steve Jobs by Brent Schlender and Rick Tetzeli is a business biography that tracks how Steve Jobs developed from a volatile, often abrasive young founder into a more effective, strategically minded leader. Rather than repeating the familiar legend of Jobs as a solitary genius, the authors emphasize relationships, teamwork, and professional growth across multiple chapters of his career. Especially the period after his 1985 departure from Apple and the years that shaped his return. The book draws on long-running access, Schlender covered Jobs for decades, and the reporting incorporates interviews with people from Apple, Pixar, and the broader orbit of partners and executives who worked closely with him. Its purpose is not to excuse Jobs's flaws, but to explain how he learned to channel intensity into clearer priorities, better collaboration, and more sustainable company building. Readers get a portrait of leadership as something built over time through failures, mentorship, and hard-earned self-knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from raw talent to earned leadership maturity, a central thread is the idea that Jobs was not born the finished visionary leader that later headlines suggest. The book presents early Jobs as brilliant and charismatic, but also impulsive, combative, and prone to creating turmoil. Those traits mattered because they limited what Apple could accomplish during its early years and contributed to his eventual loss of influence within the company he helped found. Schlender and Tetzeli focus on development how Jobs learned, sometimes reluctantly, to manage his own extremes and to translate taste and ambition into repeatable execution. This is where the book differs from simpler origin myths. It treats leadership as a craft, not a lightning strike. The story highlights the long arc in which Jobs gradually gained patience, improved how he listened, and became more disciplined about what to say no to. The result is a practical lens for readers' growth can come from setbacks and from seeing the consequences of your own behavior. Jobs's evolution becomes a case study in how self-awareness and adaptability can turn a high-potential founder into a durable organizational leader. Secondly, the post-Apple years as a learning laboratory. The narrative gives significant weight to the years after Jobs left Apple, treating them as formative rather than merely a dramatic intermission. This period matters because it forced Jobs to operate without the original platform that had validated him and to rebuild credibility through results. The authors emphasize that these years shaped how he later ran Apple, particularly his approach to building strong teams and aligning product ambition with operational reality. The book connects his experiences across companies and partnerships, showing how exposure to different corporate cultures and business constraints refined his judgment. Instead of presenting later success as inevitable, it frames it as contingent on lessons learned during a difficult stretch, when Jobs had to confront limitations, negotiate, and make long-term bets. For readers interested in entrepreneurship, the takeaway is that exile or failure does not have to be an endpoint. It can be a training ground where leaders learn which instincts to keep, which to restrain, and how to build institutions that outlast individual personality. Thirdly, undoing the lone genius myth through collaboration. One of the book's most consistent arguments is that the Jobs story is distorted when it is told as a solo act. Schlender and Tetzeli underscore how much of Apple's and Pixar's success depended on high-caliber collaborators and on Jobs learning to rely on them. The reporting highlights how Jobs increasingly trusted an inner circle and benefited from strong leaders around him, reframing innovation as a social process rather than an individual performance. This does not minimize Jobs's role. It clarifies that his gift was often in setting an uncompromising standard, focusing attention, and pushing for coherence. While other executives and creators supplied complementary skills in engineering, operations, design, and organizational management, the mature Jobs is portrayed as someone who still demanded excellence, but became better at enabling people rather than simply intimidating them for managers. The practical value is a more realistic model of visionary leadership. It includes delegation, the ability to recruit and retain exceptional talent, and the discipline to let teams do their best work within a clear direction. Fourthly, product focus, strategy, and the power of saying no. The book explores how Jobs's later effectiveness came from strategic clarity as much as from showpiece product launches. Instead of describing innovation as a sequence of miracles, it emphasizes prioritization, organizational alignment, and the hard work of turning taste into scalable decisions. A key theme is the discipline of narrowing focus, choosing a small number of initiatives, insisting on end-to-end quality, and removing distractions that dilute execution. This approach is portrayed as central to Apple's resurgence after Jobs returned, when the company needed not just creativity but a coherent plan that teams could execute. The authors also point to Jobs's growing appreciation for incremental company building, a counterpoint to the stereotype that he only cared about dramatic breakthroughs. For business readers, the lesson is that strategy is often subtraction. A leader can raise standards, simplify the product line, and concentrate resources in a way that compounds over time. The narrative links these habits to durable competitive advantage, showing how vision becomes operational when it is paired with structure and ruthless prioritization. Lastly, a more intimate portrait built on long access and reporting, becoming Steve Jobs stands out in the crowded Jobs biography landscape because of its sourcing and tone. Schlender's long relationship with Jobs and the author's extensive interviewing provide a perspective that is often closer to the day-to-day reality of leadership than to myth-making. The book aims to show Jobs as human capable of deep loyalty and growth, yet still marked by sharp edges and demanding behavior. That balance is important because it encourages readers to see leadership development as plausible rather than legendary. The reporting foregrounds how people who worked with Jobs experienced his evolution, especially as he built trust with key partners and learned to manage himself more effectively. At the same time, the book does not depend on sensationalism. It is structured to explain how decisions, relationships, and organizational choices shaped outcomes. For readers who have only encountered the polarized versions of Jobs as saint or villain, this approach offers a steadier middle path, an account of how extraordinary results can coexist with personal flaws, and how maturity can emerge through time, consequence, and intentional change. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who care about leadership, entrepreneurship, innovation, and the real mechanics of building companies. Not just the mythology around famous founders. Managers and founders can use it as a guide to professional growth. It illustrates how a leader can evolve by learning to listen, but by trusting strong lieutenants, and by channeling intensity into priorities that teams can execute. For students of technology history, it adds context around the periods that shaped Jobs most, especially the years away from Apple and the experience of returning to rebuild a struggling organization into a focused, high-performance company. It stands out among Steve Jobs' biographies because its center of gravity is development rather than diagnosis. Instead of fixating mainly on personality traits or headline products, it connects character to craft how Jobs learned to run meetings, set direction, recruit exceptional people, and make the hard trade-offs that define strategy. The result is a portrait that can be intellectually useful even for readers who already know the broad timeline of Jobs' life. Where many similar books leave you with admiration or disapproval, this one aims to leave you with a model leadership as a set of behaviors that can be refined, especially after failure forces a reckoning. If you would like to support Brent Schlender, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.